Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
What's up, everyone? I'm Adam Southey, here with my co-host, Justin Sliva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. Today, we're going to talk about how having those tough conversations, whether it's in life or business, equals success. Before we do that, though, I want to take a second and thank our sponsor, Plum Investment Group. Guys, do you have a property that you need funding for? Plum Investment Group is your solution. Plum helps land investors grow their business by funding your raw land purchase. It's truly an awesome deal, guys. And just to be clear, this isn't a loan. Plum will actually partner with you by putting up the money for your project. So do yourself a favor and go check out their website at www.pluminvestmentgroup.com.
Episode 10, the tough conversations equals success. You know, it's great to have these type of shows, Adam. I think it's important for us to know that, hey, there's going to be some tough times. And then, you know, one of my businesses is Plum Investment Group. So that's, We've had 50 clients so far. We just hit our 50th client, which is amazing to me, to see something that started in October grow so fast. We like to joke and say we make the investors' dreams come true, but coming up here pretty quickly, we sponsored a Supercross rider, and we're in Supercross again.
That was one
of the goals for when we had Key Sports Nutrition, was to get in Supercross and be one of the only supplement companies there, and we were able to do that a couple years ago, and this rider's coming back at it. We've got four races lined up, so It's nice to see those dreams come true for people, whether it's land investors or, you know, Supercross riders. So thought I'd throw that in there. Shout out Aaron Smith, number 253. Look out for him in Arlington Supercross, Houston Supercross, Nashville Supercross, and Denver Supercross.
And look out for us for those free tickets to Arlington Supercross.
Yeah, no, we're planning on going. So if you and B want to line it up and come with us, we're going to take the kids. We'll take the twins, but we're going to go out for that. I think it'll be a fun time.
That's kind of awesome.
Yep. Awesome. So it's the tough conversations. And you know what today is?
What is today, Justin?
Episode 10. We're two full hands. it's amazing. And what are we doing on episode 10?
You're giving away a free piece of land.
Yes. Free piece of land or $500 cash to use to get your mailer out for consulting, whatever you want, or just $500 bills, whatever you want. And we do have a winner selected. It's great to see the people that have sent in everything. We appreciate it. Appreciate you subscribing. Sending it out, because as you subscribe, it pushes us up the ranks. And I think we hit on the land investing niche number 6.
Yeah, we did. I was really surprised to see that. It's just come along so fast, and it's awesome. And we're growing, and people are listening, and we really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's awesome to see that. And we're not going to look again until we're confident we're going to be in that 1-2 spot.
Well, I'll probably look again. I'm kind of obsessed with it.
You are. You're the stats guy, man. I'm just like, let's grind. Let's do it, baby. Let's put our head down. We're coming. They know we're coming.
We got to measure.
I know. But land giveaway, when we started this, the idea was to help a new land investor get a first piece of property and get them going. You know, our winner, and I'll announce her in just a second, and I did say her because, you know, it's cool to me to see this is not just a male thing. It's not a certain demographic that's successful in land investing. This could be a husband-wife team. It could be a guy in the Midwest. It could be a teacher in the South. You know, it's for everybody. And that's the cool thing about the land investing niche, is so many people want to talk about houses and doing all that, but the land investing niche is easy. It can be done on Sundays. It can be done full time. You know, Adam, you still have your, you carry your full time job because it fits well with your land business the way you've set it up. And I do this full time. So, you know, we have seen both spectrums, and that's what we talk about, how we do this and what we do, see this. But without rambling on too much, let's announce this winner. Jen Thomas in Burleson, Texas. You were our land giveaway winner. Congratulations.
Yeah, all right, Jen.
You'll need to reach out to us via, you can reach Justin at PlumInvestmentGroup.com. Hit any one of the DMs on the social media. We know you follow us on Instagram. You do like us on Facebook, so you'll see this live when it drops on Wednesday that you were the winner. But congratulations. I look forward to working with you through this because I think this is going to be an amazing thing. Jen is a mom of four. I did a little creeping on your Facebook, Jen. Mom of four. She is a teacher and married. And she, you know, she's I think she'll be a great candidate to take this piece of land, flip it for a little bit of money, and her family will enjoy that. Whether she keeps rolling with it or not will be up to her, but I think it's going to be addicting to her once she gets started.
Nice. That's awesome. Congrats, Jim.
The tough conversations, man, with Plum and 50 clients that we've actually partnered with, those tough conversations come every week, Adam. And that's just talking on that side, and that's with other investors. And then you go to the negotiation piece with our client, with the people we're buying the properties from.
Yeah, tough conversations are just something you have to deal with in business. It doesn't matter what it is you're doing, you're going to run into them. But especially when you're making low-ball offers on property, when you're dealing with people who have an emotional connection with things, people are going to get mad. You're going to have to, some people are going to think the property's worth more than it is. You're going to have tough conversations.
Yeah. And I think it goes farther than just the offers on land. I mean, that's a huge part of our weight that we kill from those tough conversations. But the negotiation piece, when you negotiate in real estate, that's, I don't want to say it's cutthroat, but it's, you start negotiating against yourself. You start negotiating against your bottom line. And then when you throw in partners as a business owner,
That can be some of the toughest part, is having the tough conversations with your partner.
Yeah. I mean, you look at me and you, we've been friends for 25 years. Mm-hmm. Well, 25, I think, is a pretty good number, pretty close. Mm-hmm. We've owned a few businesses together, and, you know, we still have those tough conversations. And I can tell between both of us, there's probably those moments where, like, is this one really worth the sarcastic comment or the pushback? But, you know, we have found a good balance, I think, in the businesses that we've owned together, and to this podcast with a feedback loop and knowing that, hey, this is just to make it better product for us.
Yeah, well, without those tough conversations, without that feedback loop, we probably wouldn't be sitting in a room together right now doing the podcast.
Yeah.
Things will boil up. Things will come up. And if you hold it in, you don't talk about it. Even if you really don't want to, you just got to have those conversations.
Yeah. What's one of the toughest conversations you've ever had in, like, business or in land investing, you know, maybe the conversations with the client?
Well, for me, it's always when the people, like, let's just say I mailed someone a letter and they call back and they have an additional piece of land that they want to sell. Mm-hmm. Just as an example, like, I had this lady I bought some land from in Colorado, and she said, well, I also have two pieces of land in Arkansas that I paid $30,000 for. And I really want to sell those. Can you make me an offer on that? And so I was like, obviously I'd say yes. So I started diving into it, and that subdivision where her land is in had become defunct, and properties are only selling for around $2,400 an acre. She had half acre, so $1,200 for half an acre.
Yeah.
And trust me when I say I did not want to call her and tell her that the property she paid $30,000 on is only selling for $1,200 now.
Man, imagine that. So you spend your hard-earned money, this investment property somewhere for $30,000, and people are selling on a market for $12,000, and I bet your offer would have been $300, $400.
Yeah, that's the thing. So, like, if it's selling for $1,200, and I have data to back this up to show her, and I'm in this to make money, and my typical return is a minimum of 300%, well, I could have buy it for $400.
Man, that's a tough one. So how did you handle that with her?
The only way I could, right? I presented the data. So I emailed her to show her what the properties around her were selling for.
Okay.
And that way she knew I just wasn't making this up off the top of my head trying to scam her.
Yeah.
And then follow that up with a call and be sincere, be honest, just tell her, hey, look, I know what you paid for this 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. Here's what they're selling for now. I'm not making that up. You can look into it yourself. And if you want to sell it, I'll buy it. But this is what I can buy it for. And if you don't, I truly understand.
Yeah, that's one of those things is I get it. This makes me cringe even to call you back and tell you that, because I think as every one of our land investors and our listeners, they have this, their career grows, they will have moments like that where it's just like, man, I can't even make an offer on that. That's just, you know, just going to make them mad. And I've told somebody that is like, hey, I can't make you an offer in good faith because I don't want to offend you. And they go, well, why? And I'm like, just like you said, here's the data of what's going on. And usually I say, hey, my wholesale market is this on a property. I'm going to offer you between 60 and 70% of my wholesale market. And, you know, that's 30% of retail, 35% of retail is what I try to do. And this is what I'm going to do with the property. And I know that you paid more than this. if you really need to get rid of it, I will. And you won't believe how many people say, okay, I need to get rid of it, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, actually, another good example for that is I had some land cut up in Colorado that the guy really wanted to sell, but again, he had paid so much money for it, right? And I told him, I'm like, look, this is a beautiful piece of property, but unfortunately, it's just not worth what it was when you bought it. If you need to get out of it, I will help you. But again, you got to understand that I'm in this to make money. Mm-hmm. So this is what I can buy it at.
Yeah. And you know, everybody's situation is a little bit different. I had a guy I did a blind offer. I think it was $2,000 or $2,500 for 20 acres. The land wasn't very marketable. And so when I called him back, I said, hey, I know I got your offer and you're ready to sell. I said, I've kind of bought more than I can in that area right now. And at $2,500, I just can't do it. And he goes, well, it's because it had some back taxes too. He's like, well, if you take care of the back taxes and send me a dinner money, I'll let you have it. And I go, wait, what? And he's like, yeah. He goes, just pay the back taxes and send me money for dinner one night. So I sent him $150. I took care of the back taxes. It was like $300. And I had 20 acres.
$150 dinner.
And I like to take care of people. I'm not gonna send them to Burger King. So.
Okay.
The good thing about the way we do our business and the way we like to see people talk the process they through, you know, our negotiations start with a blind offer. And why that's so important compared to a neutral letter, like in DFW market, we're inundated with house investors that send out yellow postcards and say, let me buy your house. You know, and you know, you have people that do that in the land business and say, let me buy your land. So you send out 1,000, you get 500 of those people call back and say, oh, great, you want to buy my land? How much would you give me for it? And then you have to comp 500 pieces of property. And you're like, oh, I'll give you this. And then you get some pissed off people at that point. You know, the blind offer methodology that, you know, Land Academy teaches, and some other courses do too, but, you know, Land Academy really drives the point home and saying, get the offer and you start negotiating from that point. So, hey, I'll give you $2,000 for your piece of property. I want $4,000 for it. You go back and you comp that exact property, look at the like kind of properties around that area. You know, you created that negotiation piece and you've drawn that line. So you've helped yourself out in a tough conversation. You know, you may counter back and say, best I can do is three. Then you have to walk away from it sometimes. Last week we walked away from four deals where they countered back. All four great properties, all four waterfront properties. And I'm working with clients through Plum. These are Plum properties. They work for my personal business, but you know, the client I'm working with, they're like, Justin, I don't know. And I'm like, you just got to stop me. You have to say, hey, this is what I can do. I'd love to buy it from you. If you don't want to sell today, you want a couple days to think about it, take a week, call me back. And you know, within 5 minutes, we got an email that said, you got the deal, send me the contract. And these are nice properties, waterfront, perfect access. And these guys are going to make, I don't want to say they're going to make a killing, but they're going to do well.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's about for our clients, is just making sure they have that person back there saying, hey, sometimes you got to have that tough conversation. You know, we do that with our answer service. You use Pat Live, right?
Yeah. I use Pat Live to cut out some of those tough conversations.
Yeah.
I let them have them.
Okay.
Because one of the questions that they ask is, do you accept this offer?
Yeah.
And to straight up ask someone that over the phone, that ain't easy.
Yeah. That's that money conversation. And
yeah, no, just imagine that you love a piece of property that you own. You think it's worth so much money, and then you get an offer. It's lowballed. You got something to say about that. So you give someone a call,
mm-hmm.
right? The person who answers the phone can sell in your voice if you're happy or not.
Yep.
And then they're going to straight up ask you, do you accept this offer?
Yep.
Then they have to accept the ramifications from that.
Yep.
Right? It could be, well, yes, or it could be, take that offer and shove it up, you know what?
Yep. I still want to do that lint-licking commercial. That's amazing. I love it. And it's, you know, the colored responses that we get because, you know, tough conversations, they're there every day. You know, one of the toughest conversations, and you hit on it earlier, Adam, and we talked about integrity and being honest. And one of the toughest conversations I've ever had in business, and, you know, previously before land investing full-time, I was a manager for a railroad, a couple different railroads, but now, this conversation took particular at a Fortune 100 railroad, and I had a guy that got in some trouble. He was inside of his, they called it a DRO period. He's in his probation period, and I had to let him go. And, you know, this guy, in my opinion, didn't deserve to be let go at that point. And you know, I did everything I could. But, you know, that's the thing is when we do this, if you can look yourself in the mirror when you're having those conversations and go to sleep and be okay with it, you have to have that type of integrity and that honesty with yourself. And be upfront. People will respect your honesty, you know. Will they still get mad? Yeah. But if you aren't defensive and you're not coming in trying to belittle, try to pull a fast one on somebody, you're having an open conversation where you can be honest and have that integrity and, you know, just lay it out for them. And a lot of times they understand. They'll understand where at least where you come from.
Yeah, maybe not right in that second, but they will. As someone who worked for that railroad, though, I can just side note, you did him a favor because that place is hell on earth.
it provides some good benefits, and it provided well for me and my family. So it put me here where I am today.
No, it did the same for me too. But I'd rather get hit in the shins with a baseball bat.
Yeah, it is a tough lifestyle, and that's true. You know, other tough conversations. We've been pretty heavy on the money and the negotiating part, but working with our partners and spouses, and you know, what's some key takeaways you give to somebody working with partners and spouses?
Yeah, I think we kind of hit on this earlier, but you have to have the most open conversations with whether it's your business partner, whether it's your spouse, whether you know whoever. What are the roles that y'all are going to take? Because when you work with someone else, you're each going to have your own ideas of who's going to do what needs to be done, and if you don't lay those out up front, you're going to essentially just start working in different directions. You got to bring those together. If there's money involved, what kind of splits are there going to be? Who's going to pay for what? Let's say one partner has money and the other doesn't. Who pays for it and how do they pay that person back?
Yeah.
And then most importantly, where can they improve? Like Justin and I mentioned before, every time we do a podcast when it's over, we listen to it. We say, what did we like? What didn't we like? And how can we improve it?
Yeah, that's huge. And I think you hit the nail on the head. I can't even add anything to that. You got me speechless, and that's hard to do because I'll talk about anything.
I'll drop the mic. I'm leaving.
I'm
Thank
done.
You.
Show. What did you say last episode? Hashtag, I've been waited.
I don't remember.
Don't be waited.
I think it was don't be waited.
Don't be waited. Hashtag, I just got waited. no, it's, you know, the things are you have to get those things out. And sometimes it comes out brush, and there's a defensive piece there. You know, for us, we're both alpha males. We will strut and cluck our chicken chest out and throw our wings. And we're, you know, two roosters running around here. But it is important to understand that, hey, the end goal, what that is, and whether that's negotiating or that's working with your partner or spouse, what are you trying to accomplish? And is that activity working towards that accomplishment? And if you don't know where you're going, you can't really have one of those tough conversations.
Oh, well said.
So, you know, so let's just recap the episode. Jen Thomas, congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations, Jen. If you need help or want to give that land back away, feel free to hit me up.
Okay. You got to take the land, Robert. Sometimes be tough sometimes. Free land. That's the inbound pipeline. Just getting it. You know, tough conversations. Sometimes in negotiating, you got to draw the line in the sand and just say, hey, I can't do any more than this, and leave it on that person because you don't want to negotiate against yourself. Talking to sellers. You know, and buyers, you know, be honest, have some integrity, and, you know, that's just the simple things in life. Adam, you want to recap what our partners and spouses look like?
Yeah, if you're working with a partner, be open about your roles, be open about splits, open communication, make sure it's all done before you really start getting into it, decide who's going to do what, and roll with it.
Okay, perfect. So episode 10 is in the books. It's great to see the support, the team kind of getting behind us here. Like I said, last episode, we're hitting all 50 states. We're like, I think we're one or two states away from having all 50 states, you know, represented on our listeners, which is amazing to us. We're climbing the landage ranks, and hopefully we'll go from there and climb some other stuff.
Yeah, because we are growing pretty quickly over here, and it is all because of y'all's support. If you haven't had a chance yet, make sure you go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, go to wherever you're listening to us and rate, review, and subscribe to the show. It really helps us out and guarantees that we keep coming back. Also, make sure you're following us on Facebook, on Instagram, at Casual Fridays REI. We're pretty active on there. So reach out if you have any questions or you want to hear us talk about anything. All right, I think that's it.
Thanks, guys. We appreciate it. We'll see you next episode.
All right, thank you.